with Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The pneumonia-like Wuhan coronavirus has now been detected in Southern California. KBCR spoke to Dr. Brandon Grove, a family medicine physician with Monarch Healthcare in Anaheim Hills, about the virus and what you need to know. Here's KBCR's Benjamin Perper.
Okay, so we're talking about Wuhan coronavirus. We have heard reports that it's in Orange County now, Los Angeles County, Washington State. What do we know so far about the virus?
Well, so far, this is a new form of a virus that's actually been around for eons in the real world. Cause of common colds along with adenovirus and rhinovirus. But anytime there's a new virus, or what we call a novel virus, we have to try and figure out how it spread, how quickly it spread, how aggressive it is. And so we're really kind of in the early stages of really understanding the virus.
Yeah, and what do we know about the risk of it spreading from person to person?
It would appear at this point that there is indeed person-to-person spread. The World Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control is obviously monitoring the cases that we know of, and then contacts of those cases, and those people become what are called people under investigation. So people who have shown symptoms, either fever, cough, difficulty breathing, who have had direct contact either in Wuhan City or with patients who have contracted this coronavirus, those people are all being monitored over time to see basically the transmissibility, how easily it passes, and also to help kind of quarantine and keep it from expanding further.
And what groups are most at risk?
Well, as we stand right now, people who have been in Wuhan City in China are obviously at greatest risk because that's where the virus seems to have started. And then people who have direct contact with the known cases that we're watching in the U.S. Currently, as of this morning, there are 5 positive cases. There's still another 73 that are pending investigation by the CDC, but it does take a while to send samples to Atlanta and then have them evaluated.
Should certain groups be more careful about this than others, maybe the elderly or children?
Just like any viral infection, the very young, the very old, those who have autoimmune conditions or other medical conditions that might make them more prone to infections, people with respiratory histories, either asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, are at greater risk. Although that said, given that we're in flu season, these individuals are much more likely to be exposed to flu strains and other common colds, more so than the novel coronavirus.
Yeah, so can we talk a little bit about influenza and how it's
sure
a lot more prevalent right now?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we're seeing, as is typically the case this time of year, lots and lots of cases of influenza. I've had multiple cases through my office here recently. Again, the number one thing that people can do, certainly they're going to be concerned about coronavirus. It's in the news. But with it being flu season, lots of hand washing, and wash for a good 20 seconds. Make sure that if you haven't received a flu shot that you get one. I know there's lots of talk about the effectiveness of each individual flu shot. However, the more people we get vaccinated, the more likely we are to be able to minimize the amount of transmission. Covering when you cough and sneeze, if you don't have soap and water, using hand gel, all those things that we would normally say to do are still a good idea.
Okay, so get your flu shot then.
Get your flu shot, wash your hands, cover when you sneeze, and wash again.
All right, well, Dr. Grove, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Ben. Have a great day.
In related news, a plane carrying people returning from Wuhan, China, may be arriving at Ontario International Airport this week, raising concerns about the virus spreading from there. The airport put out a statement saying, Ontario International is an official repatriation center for the West Coast and has conducted extensive training in managing situations such as this. In the event that the returning passengers do arrive at ONT, preparations are being made to ensure that proper health, safety, and security procedures are followed. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.